Thank you, Nigel. And now, the final roundup of news from the city. A choir needs new members, a scheme to fill water bottles for free, and a disability charity opens a new flagship store. These are among the shorter stories in this last news section.
A new city scheme to allow people to refill their water bottles for free has launched, with more than 30 cafes, pubs and businesses already signed up. Anglian Water and City to Sea have teamed up to bring Refill to Norwich, which allows people to fill reusable bottles at cafes, pubs, hairdressers and other businesses. The Refill smartphone app uses GPS and maps to show where the closest refill points are to the user's location. And for people who don't have a smartphone, there'll be promotional stickers in shop and cafe windows to show where they can go for a free tap water refill. The scheme was initially set up to reduce plastic waste, and while there's no obligation to buy anything in the cafes, Refill Norwich coordinator Matthew White hopes it'll help local businesses by encouraging people to visit independent venues.
A Norwich choir is searching for new members who can sing in tenor and bass. Sine Nomine is a well-established cappella choir which sings a wide range of sacred and secular music. But the 25-strong group, which is made up of people of all ages, now needs to recruit people with tenor and bass vocal ranges. Tenor is a type of classical male singing voice with a vocal range between countertenor and baritone. The choir will be singing at St Andrew's Church in Norwich and at the Forum in December. It meets on Wednesday evenings during term time, and new members do not require an audition. The choir said any new members receive a month's free trial. After that, membership costs £7.50 per month.
One of Norfolk's leading disability empowerment charities has opened a new flagship store in Norwich. The new Nansa Modern Charity Shop on Maglan Street will also focus on upcycling, second-hand arts and craft supplies, jewellery and craft workshops. The shop also hosts the charity's Train and Trade service, a careers support service offering a range of traineeships that helps break down barriers that people with disabilities face when seeking employment or education. Nansa Chief Executive Roz Kanowska said the charity has had a retail presence across Norwich for several years, but the launch of the new store would give it the opportunity to showcase what it can offer. She said, "People are getting something a bit different from our new store, with a fabulous range of both modern and retro stock, together with our usual great customer service, access to creative crafts, and a chance to see how we are empowering people with disabilities."
Volunteers are needed for a luncheon club in Thorpe St Andrew ahead of its launch in January next year. Thorpe Luncheon Club will provide those who are living alone with a chance to socialise in a relaxed and friendly environment. It is now seeking volunteers to help with transporting members to Roxley Hall in Yarmouth Road. The club is a partnership between Thorpe St Andrew Town Council and the Buddies Day Service. Visitors will have the chance to enjoy a freshly cooked three-course lunch. Town Mayor Ian Mackey said, "This new project, designed to target those who may be on their own, will provide a lovely community facility for those who want to come and socialise and have a freshly cooked, locally sourced hot meal."
Food stalls on Norwich Market are set to stay open late during key events in the city's calendar. The stalls will stay open until 8 p.m. for the Big Boom Fireworks event on Friday, November the 3rd, when fireworks will light up the sky from Norwich Castle at 7:30. And the market will be open late for the city's Christmas Light Switch-On event. That's on Thursday, November the 16th, when there'll be festive entertainment outside City Hall from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. The market, which is run by Norwich City Council and recently won an EDP Food and Drink Award, features many different food stalls. As well as the traditional fish and chips, bacon rolls and hot dogs, people can enjoy Southeast Asian, Spanish, Italian, French and Chilean food.
A charity shop in Norwich is seeking volunteers for its new Sunday opening times. The East Anglia's Children's Hospices, EACH, shop on Unthank Road is normally open Mondays to Saturdays. But following its success since opening in June last year, it is to extend its opening times to every Sunday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. And now it is seeking volunteers to help staff the shop from this weekend. Sally Ricks, shop manager, said, "We like to think we're a valued part of the community in and around Unthank Road, and we're really looking forward to seeing more people coming through the doors for a bit of retail therapy. In order to make our Sunday openings a success, it would be great to have a few volunteers helping out. You only need to have a spare hour or two, and there are a great range of roles, so something to suit everyone. Anyone wishing to volunteer should visit the shop."
A children's book, commissioned by the Norfolk children's charity Break to support its Go Go Hares trail in 2018, was launched in Norwich last Saturday. Sally Adams, a previous gorilla and dragon artist, came up with the idea for a character, Mr. Harebean, that made it through a selection committee earlier in the year. She was on hand on Saturday, October the 28th at Jarrell's to read the book entitled Mr. Harebean and His Suit, and also to sign copies. All the proceeds will go to Break as part of the Go Go Hares project. Mr. Harebean's story started one day when an invitation dropped on his doormat for a party. "Do dress different," it said, and from that moment his adventure started. Carol Slaughter, marketing manager for Jarrell's, said the event was a fabulous way to support Go Go Hares in 2018. "We hope that many people will buy and enjoy this book," she said.
A national football chief visited one of Norfolk's top grassroots football venues. Football Association Chairman Greg Clark visited Norfolk's FA's Football Development Centre in Beauthorpe, Norwich. He was shown around the centre's 6 3G five-a-side pitches, 2 3G seven-a-side pitches, and the 11-a-side grass pitch, known as the Field of Dreams. Mr. Clark said, "It's been great to visit Norfolk County FA. The facilities here are great, and I've learned a lot about football in the county. I've gone away a wiser man. I'd like to thank all at the association for their time." Norfolk FA Chairman Michael Banham said, "I'm very proud of the work we do here in Norfolk, and it was an honour to showcase our fantastic facilities as well as promote all that we and the Norfolk football community do for the local game." Norfolk County FA acquired the leasehold of the site in July 2009.
The film and television star Jane Horrocks will be joining the Norwich Film Festival lineup for 2017. The actress, who's been nominated for both Golden Globe and BAFTA awards, will be in conversation talking about her work on screen. She's best known for her roles in films such as Little Voice, The Witches and Corpse Bride. Most recently, she's appeared in Absolutely Fabulous, the movie in which she reprised her role of Bubble from the sitcom. The 53-year-old will be visiting the city on Saturday, November the 18th, between 12:45 p.m. and 2 p.m, where she'll speak at the Forum. Tickets for the event are available now, priced at £4.84 to £5.90. Norwich Film Festival takes place from November the 9th to the 19th, and various other events will be taking place throughout the duration, including a visit from Michael Palin, who will be hosting a screening of his film, A Private Function.
They are a traditional part of Christmas festivities, and this year shoppers at Intew Chapelfield, Norwich, can buy limited edition baubles in aid of East Anglia's Children's Hospices, EACH, Nook Appeal, from the City Centre Mall. The charity has raised £6.6 million of the £10 million target, which will be used for a new purpose-built hospice at Framlingham Earl. That base will continue to provide palliative and respite care for children and families across Norfolk and replace its current Quiddenham Hospice. It is hoped the 2017 gold detail baubles, which feature handmade purple origami butterflies and numbered tags, will raise at least £29,000 for a child's ensuite room at the Nook Hospice. They are on sale now, costing £30. After Christmas decoration for EACH at Inchu Chapelfield was unveiled, EACH Chief Executive Graham Butland said, "The baubles are delightful. We have raised 2/3 of the £10 million target, but we need that final push. The Nook is important for children and families of Norfolk."
And that's just about it for this week. Now, I know we always say this, but remember, we really are always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 and leave a message. Or pop a note in the wallet when you send it back. And then there's our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your recording when you've finished with it by putting it in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. No stamp needed.
And your readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and our features were read by Nigel Howard. All items were taken from the Evening News by courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
We'll be back next week, but for now, on behalf of our sound engineer, Peter Murch, and this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and indeed all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from Sam Elmhurst and from me, John Francis. Goodbye.